with serious illness, you have to reach into your own person, your own resources. And sometimes the resources are there within you. Sometimes they're not.
And what if they're not? So in other words, you don't want to lean on people, or you can't. And what happens when you can't, or when you can't lean on yourself, if you like? And in other words, the well inside is dry. What do you do then? Is that when you make the phone call to say, I need to talk? Or
you can do that, or else you can sit it out, knowing that it will pass. I mean, there are depressions. For instance, one of the things available out of cancer care, I didn't know this until I developed cancer myself, there's a psychological service. I availed of it, psychological service available to people. You can go and see a psychologist.
Was that useful to you?
Hugely useful. I did it, hugely useful. And she prepared me for the inevitable depressions, the bad days. But if you... What I've done is I've sat them out, literally in some cases.
Sure.
You know, maybe watching the Maltese Falcon
again,
or whatever,
yet again.
Humphrey Bogart pulling in a cigarette or whatever. And you sit them out on the basis that you know this will pass.
Yeah.
It will pass. And then, of course, there's the unreal euphoria. The day I could take a shower on my own without assistance. The day I could tie my shoelaces. Yeah. The day I first experienced rain on my face, leaving the hospital where you visited me, Ryan. I was on my way to the acute hospital one morning, and I was coming out, and David and Jerry, those brilliant, marvellous men who drove me up and down to the acute hospital. David was a great pal of mine.
Yeah.
And I felt rain in my face. And because I'd been indoors so long, of course, and in hospital, the beauty of rain in my face.
Irish rain.
Irish rain.
Yeah, the proper stuff.
Yeah, proper stuff.
Yeah, yeah.